Raindrops are falling on my head. It's time now for our weekly conservation show here on Q92. Heard every Wednesday morning at this time, featuring news from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office, Black Barrel Yellowbank Clean Water Partnership, Black Barrel County Environmental Office, and more. Now the conservation show for today.
All right, I think Maynard forgot to say conservation conversation show. We have to redo that opening there. Mitch Anderson is in the studio with us. Mitch is from the Loch Borough Yellowbank Watershed, and he's the coordinator. Thanks for coming in, Mitch.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Maynard always likes to do them funny titles that he puts on shows. Conservation conversation. It's tough to say, isn't it?
Tongue twister, yeah.
He likes to make things difficult. All right, so thanks for tuning in to the Conservation Conversation Show. And Mitch, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I got a couple things. I got a canoe trip this upcoming week that I want to talk about. And then also kind of what I have going on in June for the watershed.
Okay, a canoe trip. I think I've only been in a canoe once in my life.
Well, you can do kayak, too, if you want.
Oh, so. Is that more difficult than being in a canoe?
Well, it's less likely to tip over.
Oh, that's the one I want to be in then. Is there a weight limit to a kayak?
I think you'll be okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, so tell us about the canoe trip.
Okay, so I'll be doing a canoe trip, and this is kind of an annual deal that the watershed does as long as the weather and water levels allow for it. Mm-hmm. This will be next Thursday, June 29th. We don't have a route finalized. I'll actually be out this weekend on my kayak, scoping out a few different stretches, making sure there aren't trees blocking the river or anything like that. Planning on starting on the 29th about 9 to 9:30 in the morning, and we'll be canoeing, kayaking for a couple hours, and that'll be followed by a light lunch where I'll be grilling burgers and hot dogs, and then we'll have some ice cream floats and stuff.
You bring all that stuff with you on the canoe?
Details are still getting ironed out.
Okay. All right.
But there is no charge to this, so that's all provided through the watershed.
Do you have to be an experienced canoeist?
No, this is... that's kind of why I'm scoping out this weekend. It's going to be scoping out a ride that's pretty easy and for anyone that wants to do it. So
good. And what river did you say you were going to be on, or haven't decided yet?
Most likely it'll be the Loch Aparel or the west branch of the Loch Aparel, but we'll see. I'll have the details finalized after this weekend, and then if you get signed up, I'll let you know where we're going and where we're meeting and everything.
Okay.
So if you are interested, you can email me at mitch.enderson, that's mitch.enderson, at lqpco.com. Or you can call me in my office at 320-598-3319. Unfortunately, I'm in my office very little in the next week or so. So the best option actually to register would be to call my cell phone. And that number is 701-367-2723.
Okay, sounds fun. I've got a number of friends that like the canoe, and they're usually around the Granite Falls area, and they have a great time with that. It's a great experience, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the Minnesota River around that area. Unfortunately, the Minnesota River is kind of the boundary of our watershed.
Okay.
And so someday, I guess when I get a little more experience with the rivers in the area, maybe we'll do one of them on the Minnesota, too.
Okay, but good. Give us that information again. If someone's interested in doing this, being on a canoe trip with you, when is it?
Thursday, June 29th. The best way to get a hold of me in the next week leading up to it would be my cell phone, which is 701-367-2723. I'll also be putting information on our Facebook page for the watershed this morning and our website, which is lqpyb.watershed.org.
Okay, good. You have some training coming up too, you said?
Yeah, that's why I'm not in the office very much in June. I just got back last week. I was all week. I was at training to become a wetland delineator, which is essentially determining if an area is a wetland.
Okay.
And then if it is, what the boundaries of that wetland are.
Okay.
It's important for me because I'm responsible for overseeing the state wetland law, which we call WACA, which stands for Wetland Conservation Act. But there's also other agencies, both state and federal, the DNR, Army Corps of Engineers, Pollution Control Agency, Board of Water and Soil Resources, and the NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Center. All of these agencies regulate and oversee wetland activities. So if you're unsure about something in a wetland, make sure you check with everyone before you do anything.
Yep.
Keep yourself out of trouble. So.
All right. Good.
And then this afternoon I'll be leaving for our Minnesota Association of Watershed District summer conferences up in Bemidji, where there's going to be multiple presenters and a tour displaying various conservation practices. And then next week, right before the canoe trip, I'll be spending a couple of days in the prairie in Pope County, and that'll be for working on my skills in identifying plant communities, which is one of the three parameters for wetland delineation that I was just doing last week.
Okay. So. Interesting.
And it's important when you're doing a wetland restoration project also, you know, you don't want to plant invasive plant communities.
No,
you've
got to
have the
that.
Right mixes in there. So.
Right. All right, busy guy.
Yeah, and then also one more thing that I'll be doing in June, or the, all summer long, actually. Previously with Maynard, I had talked about a professional judgment group meeting that the Pollution Control Agency had with us.
Okay.
Where they were identifying impaired waters in the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have those results, I'm out doing some water monitoring where it's not just sticking the probe in the water and looking for measurements. It's kind of looking at the landscape also and trying to identify what the factors or what we call stressors are to why those waters are impaired.
Okay.
And so hopefully this leads to identifying the needs that we need to do to eliminate these stressors and help protect our waters and restore them to the state standards.
Okay. All right. Real good, Mitch. Well, appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And have fun on that canoe trip on the 29th, right?
Yeah. Again, if you are interested, call me at 701-367-2723.
All right. That's Mitch Anderson from the Lac Parle Yellow Bank Watershed. He's a coordinator. This is our conservation conversation show. There, I got it out. Thanks, Mitch.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.